What is the most important thing that the Buddha did? What is the most important thing that a teacher must do? What is the absolute essential that must be accomplished in order that the Dharma, the truth of things, does not die in one generation? Wumen Kwan, case number 6. The case reads, once in ancient times, when the world honored one was at Mount Grijakuta, he held up a flower before his assembled disciples. At this, all were silent. Only Mahakasyapa broke into a smile. The world-honored one said, I have the all-pervading eye of the true Dharma, the subtle mind of incomparable nirvana, the true form of formless form, and the flawless gate of the supreme teaching. It is not established upon words and phrases and is transmitted outside all teachings. I now entrust this to Mahakasyapa. Wumen's commentary. Golden-faced Gotama is certainly outrageous. He turns the noble into the lowly, sells dog flesh advertised as mutton as if it were so wonderful. However, suppose that all the monks had smiled. How would the all-pervading eye of the true Dharma have been transmitted? Or, suppose that Mahakasyapa had not smiled. How could he have been entrusted with it? If you say the true Dharma can be transmitted, the golden-faced old man with his loud voice deceived the simple villagers. If you say the true Dharma can't be transmitted, why did the Buddha say that he entrusted it to Mahakasyapa? And Wumen's verse. Holding up a flower, the snake shows its tail. Mahakasyapa breaks into a smile, and people and devas are at a loss. This is the great mythic story of the first transmission of the Dharma in this world cycle, from the Buddha Shakyamuni to the first ancestor, Mahakasyapa. We're not concerned with the historicity of the incident here. This and many other koans and legends may or may not be historically accurate. But as Philip Kaplow Roshi pointed out many times, the stories are too good not to be true. According to Robert Aiken Roshi, this story first shows up in a Chinese scripture dated 1036 of the Common Era, well into the Song period. So the question is not, is this true in any historical sense, but is it of use? Does it help us realize the way? And in this case, does it help us realize the ultimate nature of ourselves and of what we call Dharma transmission? Dharma transmission is the sine qua non of Buddhism or of any religious practice if it is to transform the world. There have been many teachers of true insight who blazed across the sky like a comet but left no successors, no footprints for others to follow. The second stage in the ox herding pictures, called Finding the Traces of the Ox, is called the Finding the Traces of the Ox. The verse to that picture reads, "Along the river, deep within the forest, you find the traces. Leaving behind the fragrant grasses, you study the subtle signs. The tracks, suddenly as clear as the distant sky, lead you into the endless mountains. There is no place to hide." And Dido Laurie comments on this stage. "We orient ourselves within the matrix of the teachings provided by the tradition. We note the resonance between the deepest yearnings of our hearts and the direction pointed out by the tradition, the teachers, and the available training, aligning our intent with them." And if there is no tradition, no teacher, no available training, no footprints for others to follow, what then? What brought you to the practice of Zen Buddhism? What were you suffering? What happened when you saw, heard about, read about a Zen center that you said, maybe it's worth a try? And imagine that there was no Zen, no practice, no Buddhism. Is there anything more important than Dharma transmission? Once in ancient times, many stories start out this way. Once upon a time, in the high and far off times, or long ago in a galaxy far away. Such phrases are intended to free us from notions of reality or historicity. Once in ancient times, when the World Honored One was at Mount Grijakuta translates as Vulture Peak. It was a place where the Buddha gave many of his discourses that became sutras. It was a place of caves and forests that holy persons were wont to frequent. It was also a place of gathering. When the Buddha spoke at Vulture Peak, there were probably never fewer than a couple of thousand listeners. Vulture Peak is therefore a place of enlightenment, a place of many enlightenments, of yours and mine. It is Bodhimanda, the Bodhi seat, the diamond seat. Vulture Peak is your Zafu at this moment. The assembly at Mount Grijakuta is still in session. Once in ancient times, when the World Honored One was at Mount Grijakuta, he held up a flower before his assembled disciples. At this, all were silent. Only Mahakasyapa broke into a smile. The Buddha held up a flower. The Buddha holds up a flower and Mahakasyapa smiles. What is in that smile? What is in the flower? Holding up a flower is such an ordinary act. Has anyone here not held up a flower at some point in their lives? Happy birthday. Here you are, honey. Happy anniversary. I brought you a corsage for the prom. Had the Buddha never held up a flower before? The Buddha saw the morning star and came to enlightenment. Had he never seen a star before? Xiangyan tended a grave. One day, while he was sweeping, a stone struck a bamboo stalk, And suddenly, Xiang Yan was enlightened. Had he never heard a stone before? The Diamond Sutra reads, "One day before the noon mealtime, the Buddha put on an outer robe, took a bowl, and entered the city to beg for food. After begging from house to house, he returned to his original place. After eating his meal, he put away the robe and bowl. He washed his feet and spread out a mat, crossed his legs, adjusted his body, and turned his attention to what was before him. At that point, a group of monks, led by Subhuti, came before the Buddha, bowed in deep gratitude, and begged for further instruction." Why? Why now? This going out and begging and eating is really just the daily routine of the Buddha and countless other monks. What did Subhuti and these monks see in the most ordinary actions of the Buddha that they had not seen before? There is nothing unique or unprecedented about holding up a flower. If we are looking for something in the flower, a stone, a star, or a begging bowl, we're looking in the wrong direction. What happens when we see a flower? Oh, it's a flower. Or that's a peony or a rose or whatever. Or maybe, what the heck is that? What happens when a child sees a flower? Or a sunbeam? The Buddha held up a flower before his assembled disciples. At this, all were silent. Only Mahakasyapa broke into a smile. Mahakasyapa smiled. Why? Did the flower cause Mahakasyapa to smile? If so, then this whole affair is a meaningless charade. What is it to hold up a flower? Buddha upholds a flower. The flower upholds Buddha. Mahakasyapa smiles. The smile upholds Buddha and the flower. Buddha upholds the flower and the smile. The flower upholds the smile and the Buddha. I uphold you. You uphold me. The flower upholds you and me. In this moment, in this perfect moment, cause and effect are transcendent. In this moment, in this perfect moment, there is no flower, there is no Buddha, no smile, no you or me. That is the great mystery. The world-honored one said, "I have the all-pervading eye of the true Dharma, the subtle mind of incomparable Nirvana, the true form of formless form, and the flawless gate of the supreme teaching. It is not established upon words and phrases, and is transmitted outside all the teachings. I now entrust this to Mahakasyapa." Oh my goodness, what a load of codswallop. Old Shakya waxes positively bombastic, and Wu Men quite properly doesn't let him get away with it. Golden-faced Gotama is certainly outrageous. He turns the noble into the lowly, sells dog flesh advertised as mutton as if it were so wonderful. However, suppose that all the monks had smiled how would the all-pervading eye of the true Dharma have been transmitted? Or suppose that Mahakasyapa had not smiled. How could he have been entrusted with it? If you say the true Dharma can be transmitted, the golden-faced old man with his loud voice deceived the simple villagers. If you say the true Dharma can't be transmitted, why did the Buddha say that he entrusted it to Mahakasyapa? Well, this is Wu Men at the top of his form. He turns the noble into the lowly, sells dog flesh advertised as mutton as if it were so wonderful. Yeah, a torrent of words. Dog meat being sold off as mutton. What an outrage. Yes, how does one go about transmitting formless form, not established on words, phrases, transmitted outside all the teaching, and so forth and so on? Outrageous, indeed. Don't buy into the sales pitch. And yet, there's always that and yet, isn't there? He had to say something. We and the Buddha also live in a world of fallible human beings, a world of weaknesses, misunderstandings, petty jealousies. The fact of Dharma transmission has to be made crystal clear to everyone. Everyone. If you say the true Dharma can be transmitted, the golden-faced old man with his loud voice deceived the simple villagers. If you say the true Dharma can't be transmitted, why did the Buddha say he entrusted it to Mahakasyapa? What about recognition? Recognition by the Buddha. Does that mean anything? Is it necessary, a requirement? Who can evaluate this? Who can judge? Does there need to be an oversight committee? In the world of time, space, and karma, yes, it is necessary, and it does mean something. Not too long ago, in this very Zendo, we had an elaborate and profound ceremony of Dharma transmission called Ascending the Mountain. Now, I suppose that Roshi could have just stopped by at one of our meetings and handed out Inca papers and the other stuff and said, oh, by the way, here you go. But that would be to disrespect the Dharma and all the teachers and ancestors. And a disrespect to the Sangha. The Sangha has a right to be a part of that transmission. Ceremony. Ritual, liturgy, public acknowledgement of the fact is important. Every time we enter this Zendo and bow to the altar, bow at our seats, we are publicly acknowledging our commitment to the practice. So it is with Dharma transmission, which, like Buddha himself, must be clearly manifested in the world of time, space, and karma. To say that all beings are by nature Buddha, we are all enlightened from the very beginning, and go no further, is to fall into nihilistic complacency, a view that since there is nothing, nothing matters. But that's only half the story. Practice does matter. Effort matters. And validation and open acknowledgement by the teacher does matter. In writing of his travel and study in China, Dogen describes a few occasions in which he is shown various documents of Dharma transmission, sometimes in great secrecy. Here is what he has to say about the matter. When you have the seal of realization from a Buddha, you have realization without a teacher, realization without self. This being so, it is said, a Buddha inherits realization from a Buddha. an ancestor merges realization with an ancestor. In this Buddha way, at the time of inheriting Dharma, the document of heritage is always transmitted. The meaning of the document of heritage is this. You understand sun, moon, and stars and inherit Dharma. You attain skin, flesh, bones, and marrow and inherit Dharma. You inherit robe or staff, pine branch or whisk, Udambara flower or brocade robe. You inherit straw sandals or a bamboo staff. And maybe you inherit a flower and inherit Dharma. How do you inherit a flower? How do you inherit a robe or a bowl? How do you inherit the life you have been given? Buddha held up a flower. In all that great assembly of disciples, Buddha and Mahakasyapa and the flower were the only one there. The only one really there. Thus there is transmission without teacher, without student, without self. That's the only kind of transmission there can be. Wu Men's verse. Holding up a flower, the snake shows its tail. Mahakasyapa breaks into a smile, and people and devas are at a loss. Holding up a flower, the snake shows its tail. Is Shakyamuni now a snake? Snakes and tails show up in other cases. In case 22 in the Hekigan Roku, Shui Feng, speaking to the assembly, said, "There is a turtle-nosed snake in the South Mountain. You should take a good look at it." In case 38 in the Wu Men Guan, Wu Zhu said, "It's like a buffalo that passes through a window. Its head, horns, and four legs all pass through. Why can't its tail pass through as well?" What is this tail that cannot pass through? The one that we all need to look at carefully. The snake shows a tail. The buffalo shows a tail. The Buddha shows a tail. Or maybe it's a flower. Mahakasyapa smiles, but everyone else, people, gods, and demons, are confused. But where is the confusion? Is the flower confused? Is the smile confused? On seeing the flower, just seeing it as it is, there can be no confusion. The truth appears there being no delusion, says Dogen. What does it take to see this snake or this buffalo completely, tail and all? What does it take to see the flower, to see Buddha? When there is no one to see, everything is seen. Together with all beings, we realize the way.